If you are a parent, a big brother, or big sister, someone may have told you to be aware of what you do because your children or your siblings may be paying attention to your actions and behavior and ultimately may be influenced by them. But the Bible teaches us that this truth can go beyond our households and spill into our daily lives. So the saying is true. We should all be aware of our actions because others may be watching. They may not be watching hoping that you'll fall or make a mistake. They may know that you're a believer and are watching to see how you handle yourself in certain situations. They may be watching because they want to emulate your behavior. While reading Acts one day, I was struck by this simple verse in chapter 16. It is verse 25 and it says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them." Paul and Silas were not singing to the other prisoners. The Bible tells us that they were singing to God. They were doing exactly what they would have been doing whether the others were listening or not. In this case, I believe the prisoners benefited by seeing their dedication to God. Later, when the prison shook, the doors flew open, and the chains fell off, they knew that it had something to do with Paul and Silas. They knew that it had something to do with their heart and their behavior. Just like Paul and Silas, there are likely people watching you. So I encourage you to let your life and your behavior be reflective of one serving God, that when others see you, they may ultimately see God.
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Whether people are watching your behavior or not, I believe that we should always be conscious of the potential. I've heard it said that we should always share Jesus with people, and when necessary, use words. I think the sentiment behind this is spot on. Our lives should reflect Jesus. Michael W. Smith wrote a song called "Live the Life." The chorus says, "For the world to know the truth, there could be no greater proof than to live the life." And if we do, God may open doors for us to use words in sharing Him with others.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.